97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A major blow for former President Donald Trump in a defamation case against him. CBS News correspondent Danya Backus reports.
Roberta, can we have a few words, please?
E. Jean Carroll left the courthouse smiling after the jury of seven men and two women delivered the verdict, awarding the advice columnist more than $83 million in damages. Carroll's civil suit against former President Donald Trump accused him of damaging her reputation when he called her a liar after she accused him of sexual assault.
Trump called the decision, quote, absolutely ridiculous, and says he will appeal. Alaska Airlines flew its first Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet in 3 weeks after a section of one of the aircraft blew off in midair. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more.
The FAA grounded 171 MAX 9s, while the NTSB investigation focuses on whether the four bolts holding that door panel in place were properly installed. Loose bolts were also found on several other MAX 9s.
I mean, one plane out of how many it happened to, but they're fixing it, so I'm okay with that.
Tonight, Alaska and United Airlines continue inspections, allowing their MAX 9 fleets to return to service over the next several days, and NTSB investigators are back at Boeing 737 factory in Renton, Washington.
Migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border spiked in December, hitting a record high of 302,000. CBS's Camila Montoya-Galvez is at the busy border crossing in Eagle Pass, Texas.
This has never happened before in U.S. history. December was the fourth consecutive month in which U.S. agents here along the Mexican border processed close to or over a quarter of a million migrants. And that tally in December included more than 120,000 parents and children traveling as families. The situation here, however, has changed dramatically in January, with daily illegal crossings dropping by 50%.
School children are joining the ranks of a volunteer police force in rural Mexico because of a rash of kidnappings in the area.
The school children preparing to fight drug traffickers in the village of Ayahualtempa include 15 boys and 5 girls aged 12 to 7. Holding 22 caliber rifles, they are seen training in a video reproduced in regional press. Local self-defense leaders in the town of about 900 said the kids were needed due to increased kidnappings and killings in the village. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Vince McMahon is no longer a part of the WWE. He resigned from its parent company after a former employee accused him of sexual misconduct. He denies any wrongdoing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. More Americans are earning college degrees and making more money. But as Mike Mohn reports, some groups are not doing as well as others.
The Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce says between 2010 and 2020, the proportion of U.S. residents with degrees increased by nearly 7 percentage points, leading to $14 trillion in additional net earnings over workers' lifetimes. However, Center Director Tony Carnevale says even though all racial groups saw positive movement, there was no substantial change in narrowing gaps.
What we have here is a race in which everybody is running faster, but no group is really changing their position in the race.
He says that undermines efforts to establish racial and economic justice. According to state-level data within the report, Wisconsin mirrored national progress with a 7 percentage point increase in degree attainment. The racial gap narrowed for Latino adults but widened for black adults. If the U.S. wants to get serious about eliminating these disparities, Carnevale says it starts with creating an even playing field in early childhood education and K-12 schools.
Getting from childhood to a good job in the United States is a long walk, and you have to focus every step of the way, because the way the American system works is that people from less advantaged families begin to lose ground in the early grades.
Report authors say if all racial and ethnic groups had the same college degree attainment as white adults, the nation's workers would see an additional $11 trillion in lifetime earnings. The summary included data for associate, bachelor's, and graduate degrees. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Right now it's 33.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God, Dom, we've got a verdict.
Happy Verdict Friday to you, Crudy. Nate, work on the board. Thank you, sir, our fair audience. Happy Friday. We made it. Yes, the breaking news right now, a verdict has been reached in the Donald Trump defamation E. Jean Carroll fight. And here's how it breaks down, Crudy. $7.3 million for compensatory damages, $11 million to restore her reputation, and $65 million in punitive damages for defamatory statements made against Carroll, for a grand total of $83.3 million.
Oh. Damn! The jury dropped the hammer! They dropped the hammer, I tell you, Dom. Now, this is still below the threshold of enormous that I had hoped for. The Rudy Giuliani line, that Mendoza line of nearly $200 million, what, $148 million, I think the precise number I said is a threshold. But I got to tell you, Dom, $83.3 million, this one's going to sting! It's going to sting!
Well, let's think about that for a minute. That was the Rudy Giuliani case against the two Georgia election workers, right? There's two people there. So there's correct. Two, right? Right? So it's like $70 million each. This $83.3 or E. Jean Carroll, a singular person. Yeah, man. Yes, so it's more per. Damn.
Yeah, $74 million per to $83.3 million. That's a lot of ching, Dom. And
will
it suspect
him up, though?
Well, I doubt it. And I suspect he'll come bursting out of the courtroom any minute. We got Nate monitoring just in case Trump comes out. Just in case. We'll let you know if he speaks live. We'll decide if he merits any more airtime, Dom, because, you know, we would hate to spread defamatory information. How can you predict what this man might say on the airwaves?
Right. I cover that dump button. So I'm sure Trump will be losing his mind. The other thing, Cody, we talked about because E. Jean Carroll was already awarded.
Few ketchup stains in Mar-a-Lago tonight?
You think? E. Jean Carroll was already awarded, last year, like $5 million. And we talked about this a few months ago, and we reviewed it again, CNN reporting back from earlier this year, that E. Jean Carroll's, that Trump transferred like $5.5 million to a court-controlled account. and a step towards satisfying the judgment in the original defamation lawsuit. Now, according to CNN, that money will stay there. She would not have access to those funds until after all appeals, including potentially to the U.S. Supreme Court, are satisfied. So while she was awarded, you know, $5 million, she hasn't been able to cash that check yet. And another $83.3 million, presumably will follow a similar path, right? Going to some sort of escrow account. But he's still going to have to come up with it, man. He can't just give her a post-dated third-party out-of-state check and say, hey, here you go. You know, cash it in 3 years. He'll still have to liquidate something, and presumably he'd have to get what? Permission from the person overseeing his failing empire in order to do so because of the fraud case, which we maybe will find out next week what he's got to pay to the state of New York for his continued fraud. That could be up to another $300+ million at some point. It seems like it's going to be a lot of money.
You think there's going to be a fire sale down at Mar-a-Lago, some liquidations going on? Dom, a little bit of sad news, according to the Washington Post. Trump, although he attended multiple days of this trial, was not in the court Friday afternoon when the jury's verdict was read. You know he would have lost his marbles right then and there, Dom. You know somewhere he is throwing stuff. He is breaking stuff. I would not want to be the guy bringing him the Diet Cokes and the ketchup right now.
Right. Don't want to be the coffee boy today.
You know who else is having potentially a bad day, Dom? And we are the grievances. You can tell us if you're having a bad day. Tell us about it right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show at 844-967-2789. I hear that Alina Haba, the attorney, also having a bit of a bad day. The judge literally threatening to throw her ass in jail for interrupting. Here is as The Hill reports it. A little bit. U.S. District Judge Louis Kaplan, the federal judge overseeing former Trump's defamation trial brought by columnist E. Jean Carroll, threatened to send Trump's attorney Alina Haba to jail after she interrupted him, the judge, during Friday's proceedings. When the judge is threatening to throw your lawyer in jail and it's a civil proceeding, she's fired, Your Honor. I mean, I might be moving on from counsel. You are on the verge, spending some time in the lockup. Now sit down, Kaplan told Haba during closing arguments. The moment came minutes after Friday's proceedings began and took place just before the jury entered the room for the day. The parties were arguing over a slide Trump's team wanted to show as part of their presentation that Carroll did not prove a casual link between Trump's denials. He sexually assaulted the columnist and the emotional and reputational harm she says she suffered. Much of Haba's arguments focused on what she described as the five-hour gap between when Carroll's accusations surfaced in 2019 and when Trump issued his first statement ruled defamatory in the case. The slide included an array of tweets purportedly sent to Carroll attacking her before Trump's statement went out, an attempt to show that the later threats the columnist received couldn't be attributable to the then-president's later comments because he was already threatening her, Dom. The slide did not visibly show the tweet's substance, but Kaplan did not allow it to be shown because the tweets had not been entered into evidence. You know, our pal James Santel.
I didn't know you had to do that.
Our pal James Santel, late into the night, messaging us, and he's going to talk about this on his big show tomorrow morning, whatever they're calling it. Assume it's the morning cannolis with Jim Santel, 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Empire. But he might do some dramatic reading from the court transcript from yesterday. He said literally his 15-year-olds that he teaches for, like, you know, law, you know, the school projects, the kids know you got to enter the evidence into the record. You have to ask the court to acknowledge Exhibit A into the record. And, you know, you have to give.
Come on, man. I've seen it in every court movie drama ever on TV. Are you kidding me? Alina,
it's Hala? Right after. It's right after you have the right to remain silent.
Right. Again, you are on the verge of spending some time in the lockup. Now sit down, Kaplan told Haba. And again, the jury coming back today, $83.3 million monetary judgment against Donald Trump, $7.3 million for compensatory damages, $11 million to restore her reputation, and $65 million in punitive damages. And I guarantee you, Donald Trump has learned his lesson and will keep his mouth shut from now on. Right? Right?
I wonder if that's... No, not at all. You know, I'm not sure how you you would respond, though. You would think that sort of a burn. You know, I know he's going to go do a simmer over a cauldron somewhere in South Florida this weekend, Dom. But you got to think, $83 million. You got to think he's learned some modicum of a lesson? Question mark. I mean, that's got to hurt. If that doesn't shut him up, this man has to be thrown in jail for his own good.
Right. I don't think it is in his capabilities to quote unquote learn a lesson. And the only way that he'll you know keep his mouth shut if he keeps getting dinged. I mean, the last one was what, 5 million? Now it's up to 83 million. I mean, do that math. What's the multiple next time? Because there will be. I would predict a next time. Donald Trump cannot help himself. He can't be on the losing end of a judgment. I mean, 5 million didn't do it. What makes you think 83.3 million will do it?
Well, that's a substantially larger number. That's like 20 times as big, Dom. At least, you know, 15, 16 times as big. I'm not saying the man will ever shut up and stop defaming this woman. But I bet he's at least quieter for an hour. An hour. It shut him down for an hour. He's got to react for an hour. I mean, one would think at least an hour or two of this man's life. He has taken a tremendous body blow, and he's got to respond to it, Dom. But, you know, I think he's going to need a couple of hours to rally the troops. A couple more Big Macs, Dom. I don't know how one responds to an $83.3 million judgment against one. And I don't care if one claims to be a billionaire or not. That's a lot of jing. You could buy a golf course for that kind of money, Dom.
Well, certainly you could not buy his 30,000 square foot penthouse, could you?
Well, not if it was 30,000 square feet. Dom... did you mention the Bannon on the air or before we came on the air? Because he is another guy having a bad day. Steve Bannon, Trump's former associate.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, we talked about that previously. I have to dig it up. I found some link from the Drudge Report about Bannon being concerned. Because Bannon now, Steve Bannon, pardoned once by Donald Trump. You know, he did this whole border thing. You know how the grift, man. You know, hey, you know, give us money. We're going to build the wall. And then, of course, put that money in their pocket. My understanding, I think it was the New York Post reporting, Alvin Bragg is still going after him on state charges. So although Donald Trump, you know, pardoned him on a federal level, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, is going after him. And that trial apparently is supposed to start in May. In May. I mean, MAGA has a lot of legal headwinds to address. And Nikki Haley, you know, the other Republican in the race, well, she's taking full advantage of this as well. Maybe we'll get to some of that later.
You know, Steve Bannon, he is only out of prison currently on appeal, right? Because he was also convicted and sentenced to 4 months in prison. And I don't mean for the pardon defense. I mean for contempt of Congress. How dare he?
Yes, right.
Peter Navarro, they got equal sentences. You know,
these are the leaders of the MAGA movement. We are the leaders of the radio. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
Hey, we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you mentioned Nikki Haley. I happen to be on her campaign email list, and I just got this one last couple hours. Nikki Haley for president sends me Donald Trump's unhinged week. And that's before he responds to an $83.3 million verdict to the E. Jean Carroll defamation suit. But here's what she writes. Today, you know, understanding it's a moving target. Over the past week, Donald Trump's chaotic streak was in full view. First, he threw a temper tantrum on national TV after underperforming predictions in New Hampshire. Then he was besieged with articles about his growing confusion and missteps. I'm an old man. Then
confused.
He threatened that Haley supporters would be permanently banned from the mega camp. Then Haley raised $1 million from grassroots supporters thanks to Trump's unhinged threat. Then Trump tried to strong arm the RNC into confronting him, only to face a wave of backlash and outrage. And then Haley raised another $1.6 million, including selling 6,500 banned permanently T-shirts. Oh, and one more thing. Trump spent 2 days in court and had to cancel a campaign event. And now we got a verdict, but they, again, issued this a couple hours ago before they knew there'd be an early Friday verdict, Tom. Donald Trump's week is just a small taste of what the next 9 months might be like if he were to win the nomination. From growing confusion to unhinged ramps to swampy threats, Trump is cementing his status as the one candidate who will lose to Joe Biden. It's no wonder Democrats can't conceal their joy over running against Trump. No, I got to admit, today I can hardly conceal my joy. So this came to me from the Nikki Haley for President campaign. And, you know, Dom, they did quote multiple sources. They've included links to all the articles. So, you know, they support with the journalism and the opinion pieces, if you will, Dom.
Wow. Nikki Haley seems to be taking advantage of this situation quite well, I got to be honest. You know, I mean, she's pointing out, she's not being like overly Trumpian about it. You know how Trump is, right? She's not engaging in that very particular behavior, but she's pointing out, and I think to very well and efficiently, you know, the downfalls of a guy like Donald Trump and his activities and his mindset and his actions and what we're in for. And it's not just Nikki Haley, Crudy. Also, it gets worse for Trump. Wall Street Journal editorial board hits Trump over the border deal and the mega purge. I'm looking at the Hill piece, but it was in the Wall Street Journal. I reviewed that earlier. Trump made a threat, as we know, talked about. Haley's selling T-shirts about it, saying anyone who contributes to the former United Nations ambassador would be, quote, permanently barred from the mega camp. The Wall Street Journal said if Trump and his allies spend the coming months trying to purify the GOP of everyone who won't kiss his ring, it will be a high act of self-sabotage. Ooh, ouch. It will also be a good reason to vote for someone else, the Wall Street Journal editorial board wrote. The editorial on the border deal goes after the former president for his antagonism towards a possible deal in Ukraine aid and border security reform in Congress. McCurdy. Today, there, Tom Tillis, a Republican senator, is coming out saying it's immoral for people to try to put this thing on the side just so maybe it will help Donald Trump. They want to do something to get bipartisan support in the Senate to address the migration issues in this country. And the Republicans don't want to touch it because now, well, we got to use that later for political reasons. Here's what the Wall Street Journal editorial board says about that. Mr. Trump may imagine he can strike his own border deal if he wins, but that's highly unlikely. Democrats are willing to discuss asylum and parole changes now because President Biden and Democrats are suffering in the polls from an ugly scene, from the ugly scenes on television. If Mr. Trump returns to Washington, the left will revert to its factory settings of opposing all Trump priorities, especially if Mr. Trump sabotages a bipartisan deal now. The Wall Street Journal. Nikki Haley, of course, this is his competition for the presidency in the Republican Party. Sure, I'm sure she's going after him. Tom Tillis, you know, Mitt Romney talking about these border deals. These are Republicans. Again, and all those folks that say, oh, you lefties and you Democrats and you this, you that, you're just ragging on the guy. No, man, I'm telling you what other Republicans are saying. That's what they're saying about their own. Currently, the Republican Party's in disarray.
Well, I would draw some distinction, Dom. I don't think they're entirely their own. And here's what I mean. I think right now, at this time in history, it is Americans, and I'm throwing us in this column, Dom. We're the Americans. We're the real patriots. And I would throw the Nikki Haley's in, and I would throw the Johnson News in, and I would throw up anyone right now that's out there trying to protect democracy. I would throw them in the Americans column. And I don't care if there's an R or a D or an I behind their name or no party affiliation whatsoever. But we're the Americans, and we're trying to preserve our democracy. And then there are the MAGA Republicans. And I would say, of course, Donald Trump is the Cheeto Messiah of the MAGA Republican movement. But, Dom, this is greater than Donald Trump. This opposition, this willingness to give over to authoritarianism. So I think there is a clear us and them. And here's the us. Americans that care about our Constitution, that care about our democracy. And the them is the MAGA Republicans, those that would throw it overboard for a strongman leader. Because right now it's becoming so obvious to the country. And we're at an inflection point. We truly are. I mean, it's at the very end of the Nikki Haley run, if you believe these Republicans, right? They're ready to sell out their entire party and anoint Trump their nominee two states in, mostly because Donald Trump said, do it for me, and then came out and publicly rejected the idea so he could seem like the better man than his own stupid idea, right? Right. But right now. Right now, because this is just trying to rig the election for who? Donald Trump, of course. Trying to rig the party outcome, the primary, to his own benefit. The very thing he would claim others would do. But right now, it's us against them. It's Americans of character, of constitutional character, of small-d democracy character. And I don't care. I think it is a tough time for us to all come together because I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. And some are going to go vote for Nikki Haley, and some are going to go conscientiously vote third party or do whatever they have to do. But I think all of us currently should stand in opposition to MAGA Republicanism. You know, even the Green Day guys the other night, you know, I don't want to be a MAGA idiot. Don't be that. Join us. Be Americans. Stand up for what's right. You can no longer, in the face of these judgments, these verdicts, guy's about to lose his corporation next week, and then he's going to lose his freaking mind when he's convicted on the actual criminal charges. But you can't sign up for that any longer. You can't say this is a witch hunt. You hear him. He continues to defame this woman publicly. He'll do it again tonight, probably. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. We don't defame anyone. We always get it right. Or we correct the record, because the truth matters to real Americans of character. And I know you're one. So join us on the airwaves, 844-967-2789. Don't be some MAGA Republican idiot.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. A jury awarded over $83 million in damages against former President Donald Trump as part of a defamation case. CBS's Danya Backus reports.
On social media, Trump called the verdict absolutely ridiculous, adding, quote, "Our legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon."
An Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet took off for the first time in 3 weeks after a mid-air accident. Passenger John Connolly.
As much as I fly, you have to put your trust in the people that designed the plane, the people that built it, the people that fly it, that they know what they're doing.
Congress is still working to get a deal on immigration as migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border soared to record highs last month. Correspondent Willie James Inman from Washington.
Texas has become a flashpoint in the crisis, particularly at Shelby Park and Eagle Pass. The state has refused to remove razor wire fencing and other barriers at the site to impede illegal immigration.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Bucks lose at home to Cleveland.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-110 at Fiserv Forum. Bucks interim head coach Joe Prunty after the loss.
You know, you got to get a flow, and meaning set screens, hard cuts, get the ball moving side to side so that you can get downhill. If we can move them side to side, as opposed to, there was quite a few times where we had long possessions or we got late into the shot clock, but it wasn't because the ball was moving side to side. It was because maybe we just ran one action and we didn't create a problem and we pounded it too much.
After the game, the Bucks officially announced that Doc Rivers has signed his deal. As the team's new head coach, he'll hold a press conference. College basketball, the Badgers cruise to an 81-66 win over Michigan State. The Badgers' A.J. Storr on how he scored 28 points.
Really just playing off my bigs. They like to double the post a lot, so it leaves me open to either catch and shoot or make a quick drive to the basket, really.
That's Wisconsin's A.J. Storr. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on.
Badgers. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight. Drizzle, light rain, and cloudy with foggy areas tonight and a low in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high in the upper 30s. And more clouds around on Sunday, some foggy areas and mid-30s. Sunshine Monday, high approaching 40. Right now it's 33.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. Taxpayers.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it is Friday. We air the grievances up here on the Fridays. 844-967-2789. Sorry to get all ranty on you, Dom, but...
It was very well spoken, man. I totally appreciate what you're saying, man. Absolutely.
But I think it's hard right now, and we're going to get to the callers in just a moment. Just give me one more second. It's hard, though, because... we all want the same thing. We all want America. And then there are the MAGA Republicans. And I definitely think the Republican Party is in disarray. But I think it's because there is this chasm between those that would support that, that would see the truth right in front of their faces and would say, yeah, that's my kind of guy. And the rest of us. And I would like to call the rest of us Americans, Dom, because that's what we are. We're the real Americans. We're the ones trying to preserve the democracy and the Constitution and the peaceful transfer of the power. Here we are. Join us. Join us. Be part of the bigger club. 844-967-2789.
Let's get to the lines. Thank you. Happy Friday, callers. Lisa from Racine, you're first. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hi, good morning, guys, or good afternoon. Sorry, it's been a long week.
Lisa?
Yes, this is Lisa. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so, getting back to the area of grievances, and yes, I'm an American, and yes, I'm a happy one today, seeing what happened in the news today. But then I live in a community where I... go in to see what's it all about in the recall of Voss. And, you know, the only reason they want to recall him is because he's not MAGA enough for them. So there's a lot of work to still be done. There's a lot of people to still talk to. And we have to make sure that Trump does not become president in 2024.
I absolutely agree. You are one of the true Americans. Thank you for joining us today. I put her in the Americans column. If you believe in democracy, if you believe that Donald Trump is the greatest threat, and those that would support him because he can't do it alone. He cannot do it alone. And I
He has lots of enablers. And even the enablers that were with him, you know, right, when he was in the White House, all the Republicans, all the conservatives that came out and spoke and warned the rest of the world after the fact, okay, a little less brave perhaps, but at least they were forthcoming after they were out from under his fist, right? Who has worked with Donald Trump in that White House and said, "Oh yeah, he's great. He definitely needs to be back in power." Has anybody besides like Steve Bannon and some of those folks? I mean,
no one without a pardon from the old man to his record, right? Mike Flynn, Steve Bannon. Yeah, if they got a pardon behind their name, they probably like the guy. 844-967-2789. How you feeling? Happy Friday. Who's next?
Joseph from DeForest. You're up. Welcome, Joseph. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, I got a grievance. I heard a guy the other day on your show talking about how he was a double vet, right? So I have a little bit of a problem with that. These guys that are always needing people to say, oh, you know, thank me for my service. I'm so great. I was in the service. Now, Mike, you know this. You were in the service. I was in the service. There are a lot of really dumb people in the service. And just because you were in the service doesn't mean that you did anything great. It doesn't mean you're smarter. It doesn't mean you're an expert in anything. And I think people need to understand that. Now, that guy didn't want to support Trump. And I'm here to tell you that I'm going to vote for Trump in the next election. And you should, too. You want to know why?
And why is that so dumb?
Because Trump is the best way for us to win in the general. We don't want Nikki Haley up there. She might win. She might actually beat Joe Biden. We don't want that. We want somebody who Joe Biden can absolutely beat.
You're going to go and vote in the primary, April 2nd, the Wisconsin primary. You're going to vote for Trump because you want to poison the well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's totally strategic.
Let me ask you a question.
Poll numbers, Wisconsinites, yeah, sure.
Let me ask you a question. If Nikki Haley somehow became the president, because first she would have to win the nomination. I don't think that's going to happen. But playing hypotheticals with Crudy on a Friday, a little devil's advocate tree. What if Nikki Haley was the nominee and it was Nikki against Joe Biden and Nikki Haley won? Would you be threatening to move to Canada? Would you be concerned that Nikki Haley was going to end democracy?
Yes, I would be concerned that her policies are going to be as bad as Trump's were because she was behind him 100%. There's nothing different policy-wise that any of these Republicans would do. There's an old German saying, if you're at a table with four people and a known Nazi walks up and sits down to the table and nobody ejects them, you've got a table of five Nazis. These people have not been keeping the fascists out of the GOP. They're all in it together.
Well, I don't hold entirely all the same opinions, but I certainly appreciate yours, man. Any other thoughts before we let you go?
Another thing about vets, if you're a veteran and you complain about taxes and you don't want to pay taxes and all that, you're not a patriot. The United States government has done a lot for me. I've made a lot of money because of my time in the service, and I should pay the government back. And I'm happy to do it. I'm proud to do it. I am proud to pay my taxes because I love my country and I'm a patriot.
Well, right. I like to think I'm a patriotic American too, but I don't love paying them. I grudgingly pay them, but I don't love it. But, you know, I get it. I get why we pay our taxes. Joseph, thanks for listening to some say the greatest radio show ever. Glad you were a part today. 844-967-2789. I understand the sentiment. Why all Republicans think that tax cuts are the solve to solve all wounds. You know, whatever's wrong with America, a tax cut will solve it. That's what they think. And we all love a tax cut. I love a tax cut. I'm just like the next guy. I'm self-serving. Well, sure, I want to keep more of my own money.
You know, you can do everything you can to minimize your tax burden, your legal tax burden. That's fine. Whatever's allowed legally, certainly. I mean, I get that.
You don't even know what a write-off is.
But to say that a tax cut is all we need, and we just need more of it. I mean, literally, they say, well, if we cut taxes, revenue to the treasury will go up. That's not how it works. And the Republicans over the last, since my lifetime, from Reagan to now, have added tens of trillions of dollars to our debt because they do the tax cuts and the expenses still stay the same. So what do? We got to borrow money. That's what we do. We borrow the money because everyone has a standard. We have a standard of living. We have a standard of what we want. We have infrastructure. We talked about this yesterday. We need to invest. We need to do those things. And it takes money to do that. And when you give tax breaks to the billionaires and the super wealthy, to the degree that we're underfunded by trillions of dollars, that's very short-sighted.
You know who gave that economics lesson today? Very similar to what you're trying to do right now, Tom. Janet Yellen in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
She said, how's the trickle-down economics working out?
Right.
You know, tax cuts for rich people was the policy of the last president. Investment in infrastructure, in human resources, that's the policy of the current administration. And she was also in Wisconsin delivering some bacon today, Dom. We're going to love us some bacon here in Wisconsin, you know, because we're a swing state, Dom. And while they're, you know, trying to ban abortions and work out a way to give you another tax cut, you know, the Democrats are actually making investments in our nation. You know, contrast. I would put them in the True Americans column with myself, of course, other veterans, and we'll let you in for now. 847-967-2789.
Let's keep going on the lines. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got today?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, but the tax cuts they want to give are to corporate. And
and rich people.
And that doesn't work.
And the hard work and job creators.
And Biden parsed it perfectly yesterday when he said, would you like 8% as opposed to 22? But, Kurt, are you ready to join Dom and I? And this guy will not be the nominee. But your last caller,
no.
I agree with a lot of what he said, that it's scary if somebody else, because the bedwetting Democrats are, you know what I'm saying about Biden. So what if it is somebody different?
Well, here's the question, though. If Mitt Romney had been elected president of the United States, dude, would you have threatened to move to Canada, lost your mind?
Hell
no.
No.
I mean, he's just a tax cut Republican, right?
He's just somebody I disagree with philosophically on numerous things, but no, hell no. But,
and even the question of Nikki Haley and her policy choices, you know, same bad choices as every other Republican. But they have the same limitations as every presidency, which is probably an oppositional Congress and, you know, a courts and whatever else. It's always an uphill battle to implement policy. But I wouldn't lose my mind. A lot of the people I talk to out there in the world, it's not fear of the Republicans. I'm not fearful of Republican policies. I'll go argue my advocacies against theirs. I'm fearful of fascists. That's what scares me. That's what keeps me up here in the North Woods. You know, that is what scares me, Dick. And Nikki Haley doesn't scare me in the same way. She doesn't pose the same threat to democracy. She just lines up bad policy like every other Republican.
No.
No, I got it wrong, or no, she's not as scary as, let's say, Trump.
Oh, really? Yeah, we lost Dick. Thank you, Dick. Appreciate the call, man. We'll keep going on the lines. A few minutes left in this segment. Mark from Muscadet, 844-967-2789. Welcome, Mark. What are your thoughts today?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, this is how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Just in reference to, you're talking Nikki Haley here, and she was part of the UN, and she was ambassador to the UN, I believe.
Correct.
Yes.
And this whole horror story now with the UN funding the sighting on the side of the Hamas. In my opinion, what does the UN stand for?
United Nations, sir.
No, it stands for unnecessary.
Hmm. Well, some would want to defund it. I actually am happy about the expansion of NATO, and I believe Sweden, with the blessing of Turkey, is going to join NATO. Pardon me, is it NATO or the United? No, I guess no, they're joining NATO. Yeah. So I'm conflating two things. I'm sorry. But the United Nations, man, it's should no one call out the Israelis? And it was something less than a condemnation and a call for a full ceasefire. But shouldn't someone be there when there's a war going on in the world to say, hey, you know, you're crossing lines there. These are war crimes. We don't care how badly this act of Hamas terrorists was. You still can't go crashing hospitals and killing women and children in retribution. Shouldn't there be some authority from somewhere outside? Or is it whoever's got the biggest gun gets to decide what's right and wrong in the world, sir?
They ought to take the UN building and put it like a barge and float it out to Atlantic and blow it up.
Oh, okay, but then what, Mark? Then what? Then we have you know, issues in the world. Obviously, there's confrontations between countries. How are those handled, in your opinion, then?
Then we don't have to fund them anymore.
Okay, but we still there's no body to address the challenges then, Mark.
Like I said, the UN stands for unnecessary. Good day. Oh, by
I mean, okay, man.
You said good day, sir. Sorry, we moved on. We're heading towards a break. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. You know, I bet you Putin and Russia would have still invaded Ukraine whether or not the United Nations existed. I bet these aggressive, intented countries, I bet, you know, they would blow through the stop sign if there was no stop sign. Hell, they do it now. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Can't blow through the stop sign. 844-967-2789.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances going back to the lines, 844-967-2789. Holly from Seattle, Washington. Welcome, Holly. What do you got today?
What I got there, I was just listening, and I just wanted to say, yes, Haley is a fascist. She will strip women of the rights to health care and the right to privacy with your doctor. She's for a national abortion ban, and that makes her a fascist. Nothing has made me more angry as a woman, and I have a lot of friends that feel the same way, that this Roe has been overturned. And I almost have a little glimmer of hope that hopefully all the states can get this in their constitutions, the right to abortion, before the, you know, it gets overturned again with the court or something, and then it's open to, I don't know how it's going to be handled, but I'm really livid to even say that, well, you know, Haley's a little less, you know, not as bad as Trump, so we can deal with her. No, she's a fascist Nazi as far as I'm concerned. She doesn't believe in my rights over my body or my daughters or rape victims or children or any of that, so I'm sorry, I got a little bit worked up there.
No, that's okay. It's Friday, airing of the grievances.
And I totally get that. But I want to get your thoughts on it. And it's easy, these are policies. Well, it's easy for me. I'm a man. This is not a policy that impacts me directly, but certainly my wife and my daughter, other women. Yeah, point well taken. Are you concerned that if someone like Nikki Haley got into office, that she would stop the peaceful transfer of power to an incoming administration?
I don't know. She basically, up until a few days ago, she's been lockstep with Trump. So, yeah, she wants to get elected. She's changing. I mean, she lies like all of them, like all the Republicans. I don't know. She might. I can't.
Were you,
her.
Holly, how about when Mitt Romney was the candidate in 12? Did you have the same fears, or was the fear instilled by the overturning of Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision?
No, I didn't vote for Mitt, and I didn't like that, but I had no fear that he wasn't American. I mean, yeah, he's for capitalism and making a lot of money, but he wasn't a fascist, and he's not now.
Yes, ma'am. So,
but all right, Holly, appreciate it. Thank you for.
Yeah, well spoken. Good passion. Bringing a hot take this Friday afternoon. I have to appreciate it through the perspective and the prism that she just cast it through. And if Haley is going to reduce further and perhaps, you know, champion a national abortion ban, and, you know, there's plenty of willing co-conspirators, Mike Johnson, he'd be down. you know, there are plenty of Senate Republicans that would be down. So if they have sufficient numbers, not only would they not codify Roe v. Wade, they'd go a step further and ban abortion over the will of so many of the women in this nation. Yeah, good point.
Well, and that's why the Democrats, and specifically what, VP Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin addressing that specifically this week, Holly. Very important issue, obviously, for you and for many people in this country, especially on the Democratic side, less so from what I'm seeing on the Republican side. But this will be an issue still in this election cycle. Thank you for the call. Let's keep going. Beth from Valparaiso, welcome. What do you got, Beth?
Hey, Beth.
Hi there, guys. How are you? Hey,
good.
Yeah, you know what? If you're a modern Republican since 1980 and you think not paying someone who works really long hours a living wage and ruining their union and not taking climate change seriously and all the other things, if you think that's okay, then you're kind of on your way to fascism anyway, aren't you? And, you know, here's how the Democrat commercials ought to sound, in my opinion, okay? We've got to talk about what Joe did, but we also got to say there's only one party, because I think Nikki Haley's going to be the nominee. I think Trump's on it. The sun's beginning to set on Donald Trump, I believe, partly because of his cognitive problems. But here's what I think they should sound like. I think they should say, only one party is trying to protect your right to vote, the Democrats. Only one party is trying to protect reproductive freedom for women, the Democrats. Only one party is trying to protect the Constitution and the rule of law, the Democrats. Only one party is trying to protect human rights for everybody, all citizens of this country, the Democrats. And only one party cares about building infrastructure and creating American jobs, the Democrats. Only one party cares about climate change and getting our youth out from under their debts, the Democrats. So stop voting Republican. You're not picking a favorite superhero. You're picking a party with a platform and an agenda. And the billionaires could snap their jaws shut on us this election if we don't stick together and just get the Democrats in office. I think the Biden administration's done a terrific job. And we got to be proud about it. And just, you know, we got to stop them and watch out for Nikki Haley. She's a snake in the grass.
Beth, you're doing an excellent job advocating on behalf of Biden here on the radio program. We appreciate that. You tell people, you know, at work, at the bar, at church, wherever it is you socialize and hang out with people, are you having these very earnest conversations with strangers or acquaintances? Are you trying to move the needle voter by voter, as I know Dom and I often do at the bar?
Yes, I'd love to go to the bar with you guys sometime and talk about these issues. I have a good friend in Milwaukee, so maybe one day when you guys are doing a bar night, I'll surprise you in Wisconsin.
All right, that'd be great.
Come on down to the Roman coin.
If you don't mind the cheesehead jokes, you can make Hoosier jokes all you want, because believe me, But, no, I do talk to people about this, and I was raised by Republicans, and the first person I voted for was Ronald Reagan because I didn't know any better. And, you know, I came to open my eyes, and what I try to tell people, what shocks me and upsets me is all the, you know, these young people that are calling Joe Biden Genocide Joe, they're probably not going to vote for him. I know when I was young and passionate about a particular politician, I wasn't going to change my mind. And what also shocks me is some of my friends who are way on our side of the fence who are like, yeah, but I hate Biden. And I'm like, well, are you watching too much TV? Or like, what's your problem? You know, because the
Beth
media is out to make it a race, you know.
Do you think he's going to have to reject the close association with Netanyahu? I mean, I think Joe's a little too close to the Israeli leader, and he's corrupt. And I think, you know, this could be a tail wagging the dog circumstance in some degree, and I don't like wading into foreign policy, and I wish Biden didn't feel it so necessary. We know you supported the Israeli people, but do we have to arm them up like this?
I totally agree. I think he needs to take really strong stand about saying, look, we're at a point where we're having meetings about how, you know, what would happen if we take away their military aid. Here's another question.
Sorry, you're not getting it in this hour. We got to sneak off. We're coming back with a debate. Taylor Swift AI porn. Dom's for it.
What? Come on.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour,